Hello and welcome. This is episode one of a new podcast titled Curbside. My name is Aaron Day and I will be your host of the show. This is the first installment of the show, so I do want to go over a couple things really quick. The first is, what is the show about? The show is going to be mainly about my anxiety and depression and what I do to battle those feelings in my search for happiness. The second thing is, what do I want to accomplish with the show? And what I really, really want to accomplish with this show is to bring an audience together, get people talking about these feelings, get people talking about these wide range of emotions of ups and downs and good and bad, and maybe bring some insight to people, and maybe those people can bring some insight to me, and get people talking about it. Let's get people talking about it. The third thing is the origin of the name and why I decided to go with the title Curbside. So let's bounce back to the topic, what is the show about? And that is anxiety and depression and what I'm doing currently to battle that. I spent a lot of time reading about anxiety and depression and looking into a lot of studies about, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I don't want to look at traditional studies and, you know, look into medications and look at anything that, as I don't believe in a lot of like big pharmacy stuff and all the evil that brings, but that's another topic for later. But one of the studies that I recently looked into was how exercise is the best form to getting rid of anxiety and depression, and I never really thought about it like that. It's not like, hey, go run 10 miles today and you'll feel better about yourself, but it's establishing a routine of exercise. It's getting out of the environment that's causing you harm. Getting out and going for a walk or going for a bike ride and just taking in new situations, taking in new visuals, and just filling your head with something that's moving forward instead of these stagnant thoughts that keep you glued down. It was really cool to read about that, and how I was reading a couple testimonies on how people incorporated this into their routine and how they actually started seeing and feeling a lot better within weeks. And I want to start doing that. I do kind of do it now, but not to the extent of what these people are doing, for an hour or two a day of just getting out of the house, taking on new situations and putting themselves in uncomfortable situations that actually they use as stepping stools of growth. So I do have a friend right now who goes through a lot of the same emotions that we do. We kind of operate on the same wavelength of things. And I do want to bring it up to him and maybe go with him every day so we could go and, you know, talk about these and just get out of the house and just walk and incorporate some exercise and build something more positive in our lives. I do want to bring up the show to him and maybe get him on here, and both of us could talk about our different but similar situations in life. He's actually one of the strongest pieces in my foundation right now that gives me a lot of clarity and gives me a lot of insight on things that, you know, I overlook or I'm not looking into enough. He's helped me out a lot. Hopefully I've helped him out a lot back. So let's go into the origin of the name. The origin of the name Curbside actually comes from my youth and how, as a kid, I was never home. I was never home. We were always out. We were always doing something. We were those kids that were always on our bikes or in a car, just driving somewhere, listening to music. But the place that resonates the most was my friend Josh's house. This was such an iconic point in my life that actually was a huge development in my personality in a positive way. We would sit on his porch in front of his house every day for hours. We were these kids that didn't have a lot of money. We didn't have, you know, these means of travel, but we'd made the best out of our situation every day by just doing nothing with people. And that's what I want to get back into doing with my everyday life is doing something with people, even if that means doing nothing, but doing nothing with someone. And I felt like curbside was very fitting, as we would always just sit down in places, not traditional places that people normally sit down and converse, like coffee shops or restaurants. We were always just sitting somewhere isolated and peaceful, but they were always public places. So we were always like sitting on the curb somewhere, outside someone's house, outside of a school, and just always talking and having a good time and sharing ideas and laughs and creating this content that was so overwhelmingly joyful that it's hard not to compare my current situation with those good times in the past. And I'll use a reference from The Office, where Andy Bernard says, "I wish you knew when you were in the good old days before the good old days finally end." Don't quote me on that for being word for word, but you get the picture. And a lot of us that were the original friends that did all that every day don't talk now. A lot of it's distant. We're not really as close as we were 7 years ago. And I know 7 years sounds like a lot, but I still remember those days like if it was happened yesterday. And they were just so iconic in the development of my personality that how could you forget those days? So I felt the name was very fitting to go with curbside, as we were just those curbside kids that were just always sitting somewhere doing nothing, but those nothing moments were so fulfilling that it's something that's resonated inside me for the past 7 years. Like I said, I want to go into a lot more. I want to bring up a lot of things that I think led up to the point where I'm at now and these horrible feelings that I allow myself to breed within. And I want to start there with the origin of the name and the story of where things started going downhill, the spikes of ups and downs from those prior 7 years, and why I always look back to those as the best time in my life. This is Curbside. My name is Aaron. This was episode 1 of Introduction. I hope to catch you guys again on episode 2. I do plan on recording and uploading that sometime this week. I do want to get into a routine here as well of uploading hopefully 3 times a week, or uploading whenever I have an idea or a feeling that I just want to express to someone other than my internal self. So again, I do want to thank you for making it this far, and I hope you guys actually enjoy and sit down and listen to the story and help me help you, and you help me grow past these. And thank you again so much, and have a good night.